talking with three-time state wrestling champion from Beloit, Brogan Monty. Brogan, what have you been up to this summer?
Oh, just a lot of wrestling. Just wrestling and working.
Well, Brogan, you made a commitment that surprised me. I'm sure your family kind of knew about it, but really a kind of a neat thing. I think a lot of people, including myself, thought you'd just be an automatic Fort Hays State or Nebraska Kearney commit and wrestle there a little closer to home. But you picked Colorado State Pueblo, which is an outstanding Division II in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference in Pueblo, Colorado. Why CSU Pueblo to continue your wrestling next after your senior year?
Yeah, I know the coach really well. His wife's originally from Beloit, so I've known him for years. I've just been wrestling with him. They have an amazing coaching staff that's really personable. And I've gone out there a couple of times visiting the school, and I know a lot of the guys. I know the teammates. And I just really like it out there. I think that's a good home for me, and I think that's a great place for me to get better.
Yep, it's obviously in another state, another time zone, but if you're comfortable and feel great around the athletes and the coaches, and they'll take care of you out there at Pueblo. Like I said, outstanding facilities, and football's national champions 4 or 5 years ago, and I know the track is very, very good in the RMAC, and wrestling's been definitely top five, top 10 in the nation. Kind of talk about how you committed to CSU Pueblo and how it all came down after your state title in Hays this past winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I went on a visit into the school year last year after state. Got to know the coaches, got to know the guys, kind of toured the school. Went to a football game, and that was kind of the first interaction. Of course, I've talked to Dax before that and some of the other coaches. And then this summer, not too long ago, I went out there again and got my official offer, had a little wrestling camp out there, and just really got to know the guys a lot more, the team. And I realized that's the best fit for me. They got great practice partners. There's a really, really young team right now, and it's gonna be a great team here coming soon.
Well, Colorado was kind of an unknown in the Midwest for wrestling, but I know Bob Smith, originally from Ray, Colorado, ran Fort Hays State for quite a while as a coach there, and there's a lot of guys from Yuma, Colorado that were state champions, and you just go on and on and on with great wrestlers from Colorado. The state of Colorado is loaded with wrestlers, and obviously what you've gone through in Kansas. So I think that's a great fit. Like I said, it surprised me a little bit. And I think other people are kind of like, well, why not Fort Hays or why not Nebraska Kearney? But obviously you had a local connection. You did your homework, and obviously it's a commitment, so it's non-binding. But if that's it's got to feel great going into your senior year that it's done and you're committed, and don't have to come down towards the end of the wrestling season and, oh, I just don't know where I'm going to go. And you got that put behind you. And like I said, you can still look around, but if you're comfortable, that's where you'll go. And I think you're an honest young man. I think that's truly in your heart, feels like that's the place to be. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big weight off your chest, kind of going into your senior year. One less thing to focus about. And hopefully after season, I can go out there a little bit in the spring and train kind of before my freshman year, just get acclimated to the team, the practices, and yeah.
Well, Brogan, you're a senior at Beloit High School this year, a three-time state champion. You were telling me earlier before this recorded that you're going to move up to 144. Kind of to talk about the four different weight classes that three-time state champion. What were the weight classes that you wrestled in, won state championships, and then why 144 your senior year?
Yeah, I started out at 106. I was a pretty average size 106, and then come the next year I was 113, and I was pretty big for 113, so that's why the last year I made a pretty big jump to 132. And then just over the summer, getting stronger, getting bigger, it only makes sense for me to go up a little more because I'm growing. So I'm going to finish off at 144, hopefully with the state title.
Yep, that would be awesome. A four-time state champion, and would be sweet music to all of our ears around the Solomon Valley. What are they talking about? Maybe possibility of wrestling at CSU Pueblo, what weight?
Right now the plan's 149. Considering that I think I'll still be growing a little bit, but if I don't grow, I'll probably end up going 141. But the plan right now is 149.
So what, how many different weight classes are there in college? It pretty much the same as high school or Division One, or is it a little bit different?
Yeah, so high school there's 14 weight classes, and then when you get to college there's 10, so it cuts it down a little bit, but it's roughly right around the same.
Well, Brogan, you've been a leader and been a teacher this summer. You've had a lot of fun with some young kids. I know the Nickel Boys from Gaylord, Kansas have come in, and you guys have you've kind of held the Brogan Monty wrestling camp and trying to teach future state champions in the state of Kansas and our area the ropes of wrestling. How has teaching wrestling to young people gone in our area so far this summer for you?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Just giving back to the community, giving back to the people that want to be good at wrestling. Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, getting the opportunity to wrestle every day for work, it doesn't get much better than that. And like you said, wrestling with the Nickel Boys, Carson and Gunner, it's amazing. Those are great kids, and I love working with them. So yeah, it's amazing job, really.
Well, Brogan, outside of committing to CSU Pueblo and working with all the kids in the area, what else have you been doing to better yourself as a wrestler and go for this fourth straight title for Beloit High School?
Oh yeah, just a lot of working out. Gone to quite a few wrestling camps. But yeah, just wrestling pretty much.
Well, Brogan, you just spent the weekend at the lake, as many of us did, and the fireworks are awesome. And I'm sure the food in the Monty household was great, and the beverages
Oh
were
yeah.
cold, at a little rough. What's your favorite thing about spending time with family over there at Wakanda during the 4th of July?
Oh yeah, I love boating, I love surfing and wakeboarding and doing all that fun stuff, but it's just nice getting to spend time with family and friends and have a good holiday.
Well, Brogan Monty of Beloit, Kansas, three-time state high school champion in the state of Kansas, and things are happening for you. Committed to Colorado State Pueblo recently, running your own wrestling camp for the youth of North Central Kansas, and enjoying life on the water in camp at the Monty family camp near Wakanda. Things are very, very good for the Monty family right now.
Yes.
Well, Brogan, thanks for your time today, and congratulations on your commitment. And it's believe it or not, your senior year is going to be here in a few short weeks, and then after that, it's headed to wrestling season after football. Are you going to run cross country this year, or are you going to just work out?
I'm gonna do cross country, kind of get me in shape for wrestling, and then it's wrestling from there. That's it. That's all I got left.
Yep, Brogan Monty of Beloit High School. We appreciate the time today, and enjoy your summer.
Thank you.